Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and our study is in the second part of the book of Revelation. And today we are on lesson 8, and this will be including chapters 4 through chapter 22. And remember that our study that we're doing in this part of Revelation, the second part, is a lot of repetition. We're going through all of these chapters and getting a picture to get an overview of the entire book of the book of Revelation. So we begin our study in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for this study, and we ask that you give us your wisdom and your knowledge to understand your truths, that we may abide in you, that you may abide in us, and that your Holy Spirit will lead and direct us, that you will get all the honor and all the glory. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Now, our study today is about being in the Spirit. We see in this study that John, the author of the book of Revelation, is writing it down as it was given from God to Jesus, and to Jesus he gave it to his angel, and then the angel gave to John to write it down. And it's in three different segments. First segment is Revelation 1, and that is the things which you, John, have seen. John saw Jesus in the midst of the seven churches. And next, the next segment is chapter 2 and 3, the things which are, those that are present, the seven churches of Asia. And then the third segment is chapter 4 through 22. And these are the things that are to take place after this. Now, in this study, we see in four different chapters that John is in the Spirit. And Revelation 1 through 3, he saw the vision of Jesus and his messages to the church. And leading then in chapter 1, verse 10, we see in this first chapter where that John was in the Spirit. I'll read verse 10 of chapter 1. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as a trumpet. So this is the first time that we see John in the Spirit. And then we go to chapter 4, verse 2, and again we see John in the Spirit, and this time he is in heaven. So I will read chapter 4, verse 2. Immediately I, John, was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So here, in this part of the letter that John was writing, in the book of Revelation, he was in heaven, and the worship was taking place, and it's about the seals, the trumpets, and the bowls that take place on the earth. Now, let's look at chapter 17. That is the next chapter that we see that it mentions John being in the Spirit. And that is 17, verse 3. So he carried me away in the Spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. So this is about the time that it was written about the scarlet woman and the scarlet beast. But this was when he was carried away again in the spirit. And then in chapters 21 through 22, we see in chapter 21, verse 10, that he is carried away again in the spirit. And this is whenever he sees the New Jerusalem. And 21:10 says, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." So, we're going to look now as an overview of this lesson 8. We'll start and we'll do 1 through 3, and we're looking then at John being in the Spirit. So, as we have studied earlier, John was exiled to the island of Patmos because of God's word and the testimony of Jesus. And we know the island of Patmos is located off the coast of today's modern Turkey, and it was near the ancient city of that day of Ephesus, which was in the Roman province of Asia. So, as we read in chapter 1, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day when he heard this voice like a trumpet telling him to write a book, what he saw, and send it to the 7 churches in Asia. And we know in that first chapter that he saw a vision of Jesus, one like the Son of Man, walking in the midst of the lampstand, the churches. And he wrote the messages that he heard for the angel for each of the 7 churches. So that is pretty much the summary of chapters 1 through 3. So we'll take chapter 4 through 16 next, and we'll be looking at these chapters, and we'll read a little bit from each chapter, and then I'll try to give an exclamation. But here we see that John in chapter 4, again, being in the Spirit. So I'm going to read chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, and we'll see how that he was in the Spirit. Chapter 4, 1 and 2, "After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet, speaking with me and saying, 'Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this.' Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne." So here we see that John was told by the same voice that sounded like a trumpet in Revelation 1:10. It's the same angel. And he was told to come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. And then we read again in verse 2 that he was again in the Spirit, and he saw a throne in heaven and one on the throne with worshipers surrounding him. So As we look at this, we need to point out key words as we go through these chapters. And here we see that the word throne is mentioned. And then we also see that it talks about the seven seals, the trumpets, and the bowls. So now then, let's look at chapter 6 and see what he saw in chapter 6. There, he saw the Lamb, because we know in chapter 5 that there was no one. Whenever God, seated on the throne, took his book that was sealed with seven seals, there was no one there in heaven or on earth or under the earth that was able to open the seals. And then as John looked around, he saw this Lamb that was slain, looked as if it was slain. And he was able to open the seals. And of course, that was Jesus himself. And we know that after the seven seals came the seven trumpets. So we know then that Jesus was worthy to open because he had purchased for God with his blood men from all nations. And in the sixth chapter, souls of the slain cry for God to avenge their blood on those who dwell on the earth. So as you look further in chapter 6, there was a great earthquake, and the moon becomes like blood, and men cry out that the great day of God's wrath had come. So we know this is in the time of tribulation, and all of this is coming on earth to those that were left behind after the rapture came. And Revelation 7:14 refers to the blood of the Lamb. But we see in chapter 7 that there are 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel that are sealed, because let me read this chapter 7, verse 1 through verse 4. After these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on the tree. And then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So here we see in this chapter that before this great tribulation, this judgment or wrath of God comes, that the 144,000 from the tribes of Israel were sealed by the angel from God. So as we go forward, then we want to look at chapter 8. And here is where, after the seven seals are opened, the trumpets begin to sound. The angels, seven angels, are given seven trumpets. And in chapter 8, we see the first four of the trumpets as they are blown, and it tells us of what happens on the earth as each one is blown. Now, in the first trumpet, we see that vegetation is struck. That first trumpet was a mixture containing blood, and it's thrown from heaven to earth. And then the second trumpet we see is a trumpet blown that a third of the sea becomes blood. And then as you look further, you see that something in that second trumpet, it says in the 8th verse of chapter 8, it tells us that something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And then as we look at the third trumpet, the angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. And then, as you look further in verses 12 and 13, you see the fourth angel sounded, the fourth trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. Now, you have to go on to chapter 9 to get the fifth trumpet. And as you look at that, you see that the fifth angel sounded, and John saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And then as you go on and look at the sixth trumpet, there was, says the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God. And the sixth angel who had the trumpet released the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour were released to kill a third of mankind. And as you read in that, you see that there are woes that are given. And when you see the term woe, it says woe three times. And the woes mean that something worse is going to happen than what has already happened. And then you look at the sixth trumpet that is blown, and there are plagues of fire, smoke, and brimstone, sulfur to kill a third of mankind. And then as you look at chapter 11, you see the two witnesses here in chapter 11 that were preaching the word of God to those that were lost. And also in chapter 11, you see where the seventh trumpet is blown. And in verse 15, it tells us, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So here, the 24 elders fall down in verse 16 on their faces, and God's wrath came. And it's a reference when the bowls of wrath are poured out on the earth. And now then, we want to go on to chapter 12. Remember that what we're doing now is an overview or a preview of each chapter in the book of Revelation. We're getting a big picture so that when we start taking each chapter, we will have a preview of what's going to take place that will help us to understand as we go further. Now, in Revelation 12, we see here in verses 10 and 11 that it speaks of the devil accusing Jesus' brethren. So I'll read verses 10 and 11 of chapter 12. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death." So here we see that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb their testimony. And the fact that they don't love their lives when faced with death, we see that here. And this included John, who was exiled because of his testimony. So it sounds like here that the souls slain because of their testimony is referring back to what these in chapter 6. And then we see woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down. So, the devil has great wrath when he's thrown to the earth, because he knows that he has only a short time. But his wrath against the woman, is limited by God. The devil's wrath is no match to Almighty God. And so here we see in chapter 12 that it talks about this woman that was, it says, "Now when the dragon," this is verse 13 of chapter 12, "when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child." Verse 14, "But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time from the presence of the serpent." So this is referring here to the woman as being Israel, and this child is Jesus Christ, and she will be nourished, she'll be taken care of for this 3.5 years that's talking about the 3.5 years of tribulation. Now then, let's go to chapter 14. And let's read verses 9 and 10 of verse 14. Then A third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." So what the scripture is saying is those who worship the beast and take the mark. Now we know in our study that we learned that this beast is referring, this is the time of tribulation, and it's referring to the Antichrist that will come and set up and rule and reign during that 7-period time. And it says those who worship him and take his mark will receive God's wrath. And this wrath is the judgment of God that we have seen as these trumpets are blown. And God's wrath is in full strength at this time. We see there in the 10th verse of chapter 14. Because it says he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So his wrath consists of torment, we see, of fire and brimstone in the presence of the angels and the Lamb. And this happens at the judgment of the dead, when they're thrown into the lake of fire, and the smoke of their torment goes up forever. And an angel swings his sickle to the earth to gather grapes and throw them into the wine press of God's wrath. Blood comes out of this press. Now, as we study that chapter, we'll go into detail about what all of these signs represent. But we're just doing an overview now. So just be patient and stay with us as we study. Now, as we go forward in chapter 15, this is whenever the angels are given. This is the 7 bowls that are filled with 7 plagues. And these will be the last of God's wrath. It'll be finished at this time. So no one can enter the temple until the 7 plagues are finished. Okay, it says in verse 1 of chapter 15, "Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete." And here, as you read further in there, you see that the bowls of wrath are poured in full strength on the earth, on the Antichrist kingdom, and those who worship him and take his mark. And as you read further in this chapter in 15, you see that the sea, the rivers, and the waters become blood. And God gives the wicked blood to drink because they shed the blood of his saints and his prophets. It's a just and a righteous judgment. Now, the 7 bowls, let's look as we go through or go forward as these bowls are poured out, starting in chapter 16. And the first bowl, in the 2nd verse, it says, "So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Now, looking at the second bowl, we see that the sea turns to blood. The third verse, then the second angel poured out the bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. And then the third angel pours the third bowl, and the waters turned to blood. And then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And then it goes on to fourth bowl is the eighth verse, and it says, the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And then as we go on and see the fifth bowl, darkness and pain comes. And then the sixth bowl, the Euphrates dried up. And we know that reading the scripture, it tells us that whenever the 12th verse of chapter 16 says, then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. So this we know is whenever the preparation is made for the war of Armageddon. It says in verse 16, and they gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew Armageddon. So that is the battle then of Armageddon. Now, as you go on and looking at chapters 17 through 20, I want to read the first three verses of chapter 17. And then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying, talking to John, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Now, this great harlot, as we will study later, is the city of Babylon. And we'll learn after we study it what it represents. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit. Now this again is a time that we see that John was carried away in the spirit. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. So, as you read this, we see all of God's judgment coming to the finality, and Babylon, the great, is drunk with the blood of the saints, Jesus' witnesses. They had been martyred, and his prophets, and all of those slain on the earth. And it relates back to chapter 6. And so we see in one day that she receives the plagues of pestilence, death, mourning, and famine because of her sin. She was burned with fire. And that is speaking of Babylon. Revelation 18:24. I want to read that verse, and we will see And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth. So she was drunk then with the blood of the saints. And so it says in that verse that all slain on the earth was found in Babylon. Now, going forward to chapter 19, I want to read verse 6 in chapter 19. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. So here we see that God's judgment has come upon this city Babylon. Judgment has been brought. And now in heaven, they are singing praise and hallelujahs. She corrupted the earth, but God avenges her blood of his saints on her. And when the kings of kings comes, let's look at verse 19 through 21. And it says here, this is the 19th chapter, verse 19. And I saw the beast, the Antichrist, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him, Jesus, who sat on the horse, and against his army. Then the beast, the Antichrist, was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. So when Jesus comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it says in describing him that his robe is blood, dripped in blood, and he treads the winepress that's of God's wrath. So John sees God's wrath poured out on the earth, and it results in these plagues and the blood and the woes of men who shed righteous blood and won't repent. And then the earthquake occurs at the end of the seven seals, trumpets, and bowls, and God shakes the earth in his anger. Now let's conclude our lesson by looking at chapters 21 and 22. Again, we see the last time that John was in the Spirit. And here, let's look at verse 3 through 8 of chapter 21. Verse, starting with verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Now, I want to skip down to verse 7 and read 7 and 8. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So the overcomers then, John saw in these verses, in these chapters, the new heaven and the new earth, and the holy city of Jerusalem that was coming down out of heaven. And he heard all of these things that God is giving new life, and there'll be no more death, and how the overcomers will inherit these things. And John, of course, we read in verses 3 and 7 and 8 that the cowardly received their part in the lake of fire. Now, the angels who had the bowls of the seven plagues said to John, "Come here, and I'll show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And we know that the Lamb being Jesus, the bride is the church. It is all believers. But that is all believers make up the church. So again, we see that John was carried away in the spirit, looking at 22:18. Let's see. The last. Nope, I don't think that's it. Let's see where that is. It's 21:10 is where he, the last time that he's carried away in spirit. And I'll read that verse. "And he carried me away." This is when he saw the new Jerusalem. "He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." So this is where he is carried away, and he sees the new Jerusalem that's coming down out of heaven. But the last key word here in this study today is in 22:18, because we saw in 22 that the river of life, and we saw that in verse 7 of 22, Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." And then, in looking at verse 22, we see that there is a warning given to all. "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." And Jesus goes on in the closing of this, saying, verse 20, "He testifies to these things, says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus." So that completes today's lesson, which was lesson 8. And next we will go to lesson 9. And in lesson 9, we will see the wrath of God, or what it's going to be like. So we'll do another repeating or overview of chapters 11 through 16. I know this seems like a lot of repetition, but you'll see as we finish this study
how that it will help you to be able to understand more fully of every chapter. But let us close today in prayer. Father, we thank you for this study. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you for Jesus that shed his blood for our sins, that we could be redeemed and brought back to you. And I pray, Father, that as we read this, we will consider the many that are in the world that are lost, that need to know Jesus, and pray that each of us will pray for guidance and understanding, that we can be a light in a dark world and reach many that are lost, because you, Jesus, is coming soon. And we want all to be ready, Father, for that wonderful day. And we now ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen.